What are your first memories when you first arrived back in Macomb, when you first came home? I mean, was your family there? Did you come back on a train? What was it like?
Yeah, my family came out to California to greet me.
Okay. They went all the way out to California.
Yeah.
They didn't wait for you. They wanted to wait for you.
It was quite a happy feeling, really very happy.
Had to be a proud moment for you also.
Were you all healed up from...
Oh, yeah. I was ambulatory the minute I was shot. It was such a minor wound. It just took a chunk of skin about as big as my little finger out of my leg. Oh. So I was ambulatory all the time. In fact, I helped one of my buddies that got wounded worse than I did. He got hit in the groin at the same place on the island that I told him. In fact, I warned him. I said, "Muncie, come through there real fast because there's a machine gun set up right down. It's kind of between two big rocks." And when we went through there, that machine gun was firing constantly through there. And that's what hit my leg, and it's also hit Muncie in the scrotum. Huh. And he couldn't walk. No. So I helped him back to the company aid station. And I thought, how in the world are we going to get back there standing up in view of everybody? But I'll never be able to explain it in my life that we were not shot upon as we went back to the company aid station.
Yeah, I'm glad you weren't, John, because I'm glad you're here with us. Now, John, you mentioned Muncie. Are any of your other Marine comrades still alive today?
I don't know. Okay. I've never seen one of them that I was with on the island.
And I think I remember hearing, and maybe I've got this wrong, but you're one of the last surviving Marines that fought on Iwo Jima. Is that correct?
I'm assuming I am now, but I feel like that I was the oldest that hit Iwo on 11 o'clock D-Day. I'm the oldest one that hit the island. Yeah. I may not be the oldest that came on later, you know, but...
On the initial day when it was the worst fighting.
D-Day, yeah.
What do you feel is the best way for future generations to remember the sacrifices that you and your comrades made in World War II for us?
Well, this is oversimplistic, but the best way is to get together around a table and discuss things before you go to fight. And maybe avoid a lot of fighting. Get some intelligent men together and discuss why are we doing this and why are we doing that.
The value of diplomacy.
But it'll never happen. Because even in the Bible, it reads, there will be wars and rumors of war. It's just human nature, I guess. Yeah. But there's two people on the island or anywhere, they'll disagree about something, start fighting.
But I guess as long as we have people talking, at least they're not shooting.
That's the idea. That's what I think is... Real smart. Just talk about it. You may not agree, but don't get it better and fight about it.
John, I got a question. When you were on the ship and in the Pacific, how aware were you of what was going on back in the United States and in Europe? Did you get mail from your family, or were you guys getting updates on how the European theater was going?
Not a great lot.
Not a great lot.
When they got mail, it came in bunches. Okay. You didn't get a letter every day.
A single letter, so it would be a bunch of letters from your wife and family.
One time I counted 70 letters I got all in one bunch.
That must have been worth its weight in gold to hear from your family and friends.
But you didn't hear from them while you were on the ship.
That was when you were out in Hawaii then.
Right.
You got them.
It's quite an experience. Wouldn't want to go through it again.
No. Well, do you have any more questions, Doug?
I don't think I have any more, John. Do you have any more, Max? Or
I can't think of any.
Well, if you think of any, well, give me a call. I'll answer it on this phone.
Okay. John, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you doing this with us.
Well, I hope somebody in the future will get some good out of it.
I think they will. I mean, and what this oral history, what you're sharing with us, that becomes part of the permanent record. And, you know, kind of personally for Max and myself, you know, I've known you for a long time because you bought cars from my parents. And, of course, I never knew any of this about you. You know, when you're a little kid, you just you don't compute on a lot of these things. Right. But I lost my father when he was 17, when I was 17.
I remember that.
And Dad fought with the Army. He was a tank commander in the South Pacific on these same islands, a lot of the same islands. And, you know, he never shared any of that with me. He might have when I got older. He might not have. Mm-hmm. But by you talking with Max and myself today, I have a little bit better understanding of what he went through, you know, in protecting our freedom. Mm-hmm. And so I do appreciate that a lot.
Thank you. Yeah.